I want to speak today about how to learn Bakiyus. Seems like a pretty simple topic, and it could be that what I'm going to say today is going to be obvious to many people. But unfortunately, I've seen many, many, many people who are very committed to learning Torah. They're koveya itim l'Torah, and they seem, unfortunately, not to make progress in their learning. You can see, unfortunately, people who have made multiple rounds through Daf Yomi, and they cannot read a Gemara without an art scroll. You see this all the time. It's an absolute travesty. In my humble opinion, it comes from an improper derech of learning Bakiyus. So I think we can sum up what I want to say by quoting a Gemara in Irvin, Daf Nun Gimel Beis. Amar Yeshua ben Chananya, miyamai lo nitzachni adam chutz miisha tinok b'kinokes, that I never was beaten in an argument except three times, once by a woman, once by a child, once by a girl. So we're going to focus only on one of those three stories. So the Gemara says, Tinok Maihi, what's the case of the child? Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalach Bederech, I was once walking on the road, Ve'isi Tinok Yoshev Al Parashas Drachim, and I saw a child sitting on the crossroad, Ve'amarti Lo, and I asked him, Ve'iza Derech Nelech Lir, which way is the best way to get to the city? Amar Li, he said to me, Zu Katsar V'arucha, this path is short and long. Vizu aruchu k'tzara, and this path is long and short. V'halachti b'k'tzara v'arucha, I went on the short, long path. Kemet shegati liyir, when I reached the city, matzasi shemakifin usa ganus upardisin, I saw that the city was surrounded by gardens and by orchards, and therefore it was impossible to get in the city, at least in an easy way, on this path. Chazarti l'achoroi, so I went back. Amarti lo, and I said to him, Bini, my son, alo amarti li katsar, you told me this was the short way. Amar li, he told me, lo amarti lecha arucha, didn't I tell you it was also long? Neshakti v'arosho, I kissed him on his head, v'amarti lo, and I told him, Ashreichem Yisrael, praiseworthy is Klai Yisrael, shekulcham chachamim gedolim, they're all great chachamim, atam yu, migedolchem ad ketanchem, from the older ones to the younger ones. We see from there that sometimes there's a way which appears to be short, but in fact it is long, and sometimes there are ways that appear to be long, but in fact they are short. So I think the same thing is with learning Bakiyus. Many people think to learn Bakiyus, you learn through the Gemara one time, and that's the short, long road, because right now you learned one time, and you could go immediately weiter. But in the end, that's actually the long road, because if you learn in such a way, you remain at a whatever level of learning you're holding at, and each new daf will take longer than had you learned it properly. Each sugya needs to be learned many times over. And this is not talking about chazar, we're not talking about remembering your learning for the long time, for the long term. Just to learn a Gemara properly takes many times going over the Gemara. Because there are many things you need to understand in a Gemara. There's the back and forth of the logic of the Gemara. There's the Lashon of the Gemara, what the Lashon is trying to tell you, what each word is coming to say, what the Gemara comes out with Maskana, right? What exactly is the question of the Gemara? What exactly is the answer? There's a lot to be processed in the Gemara, and it cannot be done properly with one quick pass. I see myself, right? I have Chazar, trying to Chazar Shas every year. And so I'm going through basically one time. And even though I've already seen the Gemara many times, just to go over the Gemara one time does not really add to the clarity of the Gemara. It helps to refresh the general ideas of the sugya. And, you know, so because of this, I have other siddurim where I go through Gemaras, you know, more than one time, numerous times, in order to better understand the Gemara and to fully understand it. I'm also working on different methods that, you know, I could improve the yearly chazars that it has more of a, more an effect as well, and that we'll, Mirzah Shem, talk about in future talks. But what does a person gain from properly understanding the Gemara? It's not only that he understands that Gemara, which is, of course, very important, as the whole point of learning the Gemara is you want to understand it. So besides that, you'll understand the Gemara better, but also you will build the ability and you'll gain the tools to be able to more easily understand future Gemaras, and to also learn them much more quickly. This is, I think, the main travesty of someone who has to rely on art scroll or Masifta or any of the other aids of how to of learning Gemara, if a person has to do that on a perpetual in a perpetual way and do that forever, the Gemara is written in a very precise and concise form. If a person can learn to understand the language of the Gemara, so then you can go through sugyas, you go through the dafim very quickly, because there are not that many words written, right? Each word has a meaning, and if you talk that language, so then you can quickly grasp what the Gemara is trying to tell you. If you're using Art Scroll or any other similar sefer, so by definition, right, they're going to be much more wordy. Just to read through the words, right, is going to increase the time spent on learning that Gemara, you know, at least four times than if you're just able to read the Gemara inside. Now, it seems that I'm always putting an emphasis on speed. And, you know, I know there's always vikuach between me and other people about, you know, the importance of learning quickly. And I think I need to explain now, and we'll discuss this more in future talks as well, of what is the need for speed, right? Why am I so focused on learning quickly? So I think there are two very important reasons why a person has to know how to learn quickly. One is because I want to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. I want to be able to learn it. I want to be able to understand it. I want to be able to remember it. Right? Every single person should really have that drive to learn as much of the Torah as they can, because the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, to each person in Klal Yisrael, and the intent is that we should learn it. The Torah is very large, and we have a very limited amount of time. As we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes, right, the Vikuach between Yitzchak Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about, right, how long is a person's life really? How many sins can a person possibly do is what they're speaking about over there in that Gemara. And it comes out that, you know, after you take off, you know, all the years when you're young and you can't really accomplish, and you take off all the time that you're sleeping and eating and taking care of you, you're left with only 12 and a half years, right? And, you know, some of us aren't learning the full time. If you're learning full time, so you have that 12 and a half years. You're not learning full time, you have less than 12 and a half years. Right? It's a very short, relatively short amount of time to be able to be able to accumulate the Torah knowledge that we were expected to. So, you know, we have to get going. We have to speed up. We have to figure out how we're going to, you know, get Kol HaTorah Kulo in the amount of time that we're given. The second reason why I think that speed is very important is because depth of understanding comes from speed, which is the opposite of what many people think. Many people think that if you learn quickly, you're sacrificing depth of understanding. But in fact, it's exactly the opposite. I'll explain why. The reason is because if I'm trying to process information, so I'm trying to understand the difference between different dinim that are in the Gemara, or I'm trying to follow a long chain of logic and to understand each, you know, step and how they work together. So if I'm processing information and I'm comparing different pieces of information, if it's all in front of me at one time, and I can remember it all, and I can keep focus from one to the other, so then it's very easy to process. But if I have to constantly refer to details that I saw many days ago, that I already have memory loss on them, and I already lost focus from them, right? So then how can I possibly properly process the information? So that's why I think it's tremendously important to work on increasing learning speed, because that also increases learning comprehension. Right, if you could see an entire sugya from beginning to the end, right, a sugya may span over 5-6 daf, right? Not usually, but sometimes it does, right? So if your top speed is you can only learn, you know, a daf a day, so that means you're going to have to be holding, you know, in things that you learned 6 days ago. Right? It's very difficult. It's very hard to remember what you learned this, you know, this morning, you know, all the more so to remember things that you learned days ago. If you could, you know, sit down in one sitting and go through, let's say, the whole six daf in one sitting, so obviously the depth of your understanding of that sugya is going to be all that greater. Now, as every good race car driver knows, you don't have to actually be a real race car driver. If you ever played a good racing simulator, you know, arcade game, so you can't just slam on the gas, right? And you're not going to be able to finish the course that way. You have to balance speed with precision. So therefore, everybody has a different pace, right? It's not necessarily the speed of one person will work for another person. You have to go as fast as you can, keeping with your control. You have to be in control. You have to understand what you're learning. But I do think, though, each person has to focus on how he can improve his speed and to be able to learn faster and better. So we're speaking about Art Scroll or other methods that help a person understand the Gemara, right? Which also includes a Gemara Shir. Now, I know I'm sending this out also to the participants of my Daf HaShua Shir, so I have to make sure that I don't say anything that'll make them leave the Shir. But you have this problem with a Shir or with learning with Art Scroll. If you look at it and you know, you just go to the Shir and then you move on, so you're not going to gain anything in your personal learning. It may be that would be the most efficient way to jumpstart understanding the Gemara. In other words, to jump into Gemara by yourself, right, for the first time, and you're not going to understand anything. Right? You go over many times, and if you didn't understand anything the first time, second time is not going to help you either. So therefore, very often, it is good to use Art Scroll for the first time, to go to a Shir for the first time, but you cannot stop there. You need to go over it yourself. You're not finished with a sugya in the Gemara unless you can read it inside yourself smoothly, understanding each word, understanding each phrase on a very basic level. You have to understand what the Gemara is asking. You have to understand how the answer that the Gemara gave answers that question. You have to understand the difference between each shita that's given. And this is the basic, these are the basic things you need to know. And you cannot move on until you are able to do this, until you have this clear. You can't skim over anything in the Gemara saying, oh, well, that phrase, I didn't understand what it means. Here's a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya from, you know, my younger years. I was applying for a yeshiva. So the Bechina was that you came in and you prepared a Gemara Ashitosos that you didn't learn before. And then the Mashgiach, whoever was giving the Bechina, would, you know, see how well you were able to learn it. So, you know, I sat down and learned the Gemara Ashitosos, and there was an abbreviation in Tosos I didn't really understand. Okay, you know, Viter. So I come into the Bechina, so he asked me, okay, what does Gemara say? What does Rashi say? What does Tosfos say? So I explained the way I understood from Tosfos. And he said, is that what Tosfos really says? I said, that's the way I understand it. So I understood it. So he said, well, you know, let's look in Tosfos and see. So I look in Tosfos and say, well, it starts off with this abbreviation, Aleph Lamed. And I didn't really know what that abbreviation meant, so I went on. But Aleph Lamed, right, stands for Ein Lomar, don't say. So I was saying the exact opposite of what Tosfos was trying to say, because I understood Tosfos was saying something when Tosfos started off saying, Ein Lomar, that you can't say that. Right? So you can't be skipping over things and saying, well, I got the basic gist of the Gemara. You have to know what each word means, you have to know what each phrase means, and you cannot move on until you can do this yourself inside the Gemara. If you don't understand a point of the Gemara, this happens all the time. Very often, it's not even clear in Art Scroll or in the Masifta, right, they don't address the point that you have a lack of clarity in, right? If you're listening to a shir, sometimes the Magi Shir didn't explain the point that you're having difficulty in. You maybe didn't even notice you had this difficulty when you were listening to the shir. You couldn't ask, but as you go over it yourself, you see you have a difficulty. So what are you going to do? So one thing I do is I keep a database in my head of people that I can ask questions to on Gemara. There's, you know, certain types of questions that I have, and there's certain types of people that, you know, think in a way that could answer these types of questions. And so I keep track of what masechtas they know, right? So this person, I know I can do this person for any masechta in Seder Moed, and he'll be able to help me out. This person I know, and this masechta, he's learned recently, he knows very well, and he can help me out. And so therefore, you know, all of Shas, as I go through, there's different people that I know that can help me with different masechtas, right? There are people I know that can help me with any masechta. It's kedai to have these people, right? Keep in mind, the people you know in Shul, the people you know, and if you're in a kol, people you know in kol, keep track of what they know. Keep track of the gemaras that they know well that they can help you out with. This is, you know, ezehu chacham halomi mikol adam. If you do this, you know, you could really get clarity on each and every point. So how many times does it take to go through a gemara until you get this clarity? It's going to be different for each person, but I think the general consensus is it usually takes about 4 times. So you have to go through it when you come to learn Gemara, you're going to have to commit yourself to go through the Gemara at least 4 times. Because if you didn't go through 4 times, that means that you're not seriously learning. If you do this, so what do you gain besides for the Gemara itself, that you have a full understanding of the Gemara? Each Gemara becomes a tutorial on how to learn future Gemaras. This is the way, daf by daf, a person can grow in learning, a person can understand the lashon of the Gemara better, a person can learn how to learn. If we take our learning seriously and we strive to grow, there's no limit how successful we can be. Have a good Chodesh.